And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by United American Bank, your friendly community bank. United American Bank, offering simply better banking in Half Moon Bay, San Mateo, and Redwood City. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's been front page news in our local paper for several weeks. The Moon Ridge shooting death of an 18-year-old girl by a sheriff's deputy. KHMB correspondent Jim Holly takes another look at this tragic incident in the following exclusive interview.
Ms. Hernandez-Arriaga, welcome to AM 1710 KHMB Radio.
Thank you, Jim. It's so great to be here, and please feel free to call me Belinda.
Well, Belinda, there's been several stories circulating as to what actually happened on the night of June 6th. Could you please outline what you've determined are the facts of that incident?
Sure. Well, I first have to say that there are a lot of facts that are unknown, and currently DA WAG staff is investigating. He came to our community last week and informed that he was doing an active investigation. And during investigations, there's always a lot of information that's withheld until everything is gathered and then a report is made. So there still are a lot of details not known. But what we do know is that Yanira Serrano was a community member of Half Moon Bay that was loved by her community of Moon Ridge, by many of the youth here in Half Moon Bay that had grown up with her and known her. She has a really amazing, loving family. Both her parents and her brother Tony have done a lot to support her and during all the time with her process of getting her medical attention. And so on this night, as they had done several other times before, they called hoping to get EMS support for medication compliance. And this was familiar for them as they have helped in the past. For some reason, there was a different response. Police did come on the scene, and Yanira did have a fear of law enforcement. She was scared, and so at that time, things escalated, and Yanira was shot and killed on that night, and her life was ended.
So those are the basic facts, aren't they?
Those are the facts that we know right now and can speak to.
In terms of the immediate response to the shooting, in terms of services to the family or to this Moon Ridge community or to local students and friends of, you know, what sort of outreach occurred after the incident?
Well, I can say that the beauty of the Moon Ridge community is that friends and family really gathered together to support the family immediately. The family has a really strong family here, aunts of Yanira, uncles of Yanira, brothers and neighbors. All the community really came together to show love and respect for Yanira, and you could tell that she was really loved. And we also know that Mary M. from the mental health team came out to support the family, and other community members that came out. I know that there was a group that came and has actively been working with the family from Santa Rosa that came all the way from there to support the family and have been doing a lot of outreach. There were youth leaders that came together to try and bridge the gap for the youth involved, such as Joaquin, who lives here in Half Moon Bay, Araceli from San Francisco, Kiki Bazan, who's the director of USF's social justice program, myself and others were at the front door ready to help with what they needed.
So the response seems to be pretty much a community response as opposed to something really official, huh?
Definitely a community response. I can say that we went to the city council. We had a meeting where the mayor extended his help to the family and said that he was very concerned at the onset of what happened and had gathered people together to try and really look at what was happening. They listened to the family on that day at city council meeting. And also, I know that they started a series of community meetings with Dirk Alvarado from Sonrisa's clinic that is looking to hear the community and see what the future needs are. So there are different processes happening. I would say that there is a lot more needed in terms of addressing the trauma of the youth, of the children, and of the Moon Ridge family that really needs to be addressed. So the process of healing and the mental health healing that needs to happen really is still left to begin and needs much more services to address that area.
Okay, so you mentioned the mayor, and so it sounds like some of our official community leaders, elected officials, became involved.
Yes, we were able to go to the city council meeting, and at that meeting, Mayor extended his support and said that at the onset, he had started to do some work to connect the Pacifica mayor himself and get a group of people to start looking at the event and what had happened. He also did indicate, however, that because this happened in the county versus city limits, that there is limits to what he himself can do because this becomes county jurisdiction. So we are trying to work to see what other support can be given through the county to try and have the community's voice heard.
As a professional clinician yourself and as a community worker, is there anything that can be done in the future, currently, for the future, excuse me, that could maybe help prevent something like this happening again?
Well, it's a really good question, and I think that when these tragedies happen, we always go back and look and say, what could we do differently, or what could we add, or what is needed? And I've thought about it myself, and one thing that comes to my mind that I see in Berkeley, where I work, is that there is a Berkeley Mobile Crisis Mental Health Team, and I've used them many times, and their job is to come out on scene with the police officers when there is a mental health crisis. And I know we have a great team of clinicians here on the coast side, and we have a strong mental health clinic with Mary Ann at the helm and a lot of really good staff there, Samantha, Guillermo, Yolanda. They're always on the ground working for the community. However, I would say that we need to add services to be able to come out with police for mental health crises across the whole county. And I think that the county of San Mateo is really good about doing that. But as with many other things on the coast side, we have very limited resources and access to services. And I think this situation really highlights the need for stronger mental health crisis response here on the coast side. And it also highlights the importance of having laws to protect the mentally ill when police come to respond. I think that's a more global layer of protection that needs to be added.
Is there anything specific that might be going on right now? Maybe some community effort or some outreach to maybe respond to some of the community members that are really impacted by this?
Well, one of the things that we're hearing that I think is so important is that there are many children that are being impacted by the fear that they experience on this evening at Moonridge, both children, youth, and families, especially even the Serrano family. They're really struggling to start healing from such a traumatic tragedy. And if we all know about trauma and the impact that it has on brain development, that it has on functioning, one of the main concerns that we have is the high level of trauma that right now is happening at Moonridge, which be considered as vicarious trauma that children are experiencing. And we really need to get in there and address that. So using a cultural approach through art therapy and murals, we're trying to begin a program that would allow design of a mural coming together with the community, with the children, with the elders, and with the family, where we can come together and start more of a community healing at Moonridge. And I know that Moonridge is very supportive of helping the family. And what we're looking at right now is trying to find the funding for the artist, who is Ernesto Olmos. He's been featured at the MoMA Museum and has a lot of experience with this. And so we're hoping that we can raise $3,000 to start working with Moonridge children. And we're really hopeful that this can happen, because this really is a seed of starting to heal the community, and it needs to happen now.
You mentioned fundraising. If there's any of our listeners out there who might have an idea where we might be able to raise some of that money or might want to participate, how would they get a hold of you?
Well, they can contact me specifically at 650-243-1725, 650-243-1725. They can contact Moonridge. That might be another option, or even contact yourself, Jim. But we're really grateful for all the support the community has offered. I know the Serrano family really loves the community of Half Moon Bay and appreciates all that the community has done to be there for them.
I want to thank you for coming in today and sharing what you can on a very tragic situation. Listeners, we just heard a bit more about a very sad occurrence in our community. As the days go on, I am sure we're going to be hearing more, and I would ask that you do what you can do to support the family, our community, and future efforts to avoid something like this from happening again. This is Jim Holly, AM 1710, KHMB Radio. Thank you for listening.
There have been a series of community meetings concerning the shooting incident, and more are scheduled. KHMB will be following the story. For the AM 1710 Radio Magazine, this is Jim Henderson. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for a trip back in time on the KHMB Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer. Next on your hometown station, AM 1710 KHMB Radio.
You've been listening to the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week has been brought to you by United American Bank, your friendly community bank. United American Bank, offering simply better banking in Half Moon Bay, San Mateo, and Redwood City. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
What's important for our business is to be able to develop and maintain relationships that we know will carry us through the next generation. I know that United American Bank has the culture of developing relationships not only with their clients, but also with various nonprofits in the community. They've been great at making relationships work throughout the community.
Trust United American Bank for simply better community banking.
When you run a family-owned business, there's a sort of responsibility that you feel to the generations that come before you and that establish the principles of your business that have carried you through to today. There is pride in being part of a family business. It creates a sort of demand that you perform at a level higher than you might have otherwise. And United American Bank understands that. You're proud to be associated with them.
For simply better community banking, visit Teresa Adam at United American Bank, North Cabrillo Highway next to Burger King in Half Moon Bay. United American Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.